International organizations are relaunching campaigns against Pakistan's blasphemy law following the recent death sentence of a Christian woman, Asia Bibi. Bibi has been on trial for over a year after a dispute with a group of Muslim women. She is the first woman to be convicted on charges of blasphemy in Pakistan, a law that the Christian minority says is often misused to settle personal scores. Peter Jacob is the executive secretary of the National Commission for Justice and Peace at the Pakistani Bishops' Conference. He told us that progress is being made to repeal the blasphemy law.
This sentencing was not unexpected, but was something that shocked everybody because usually it is not the case. We have had many women accused of blasphemy, Muslims and Christian, about 15 so far. And the court were considerate enough and that they did not receive death sentence. Now, at the trial court, she receives a death sentence that has shocked the civil society here.
Now, taking a step back for our listeners who are not familiar with the story, why was Asia Bibi put into jail to begin with?
Well, Asia Bibi's case is basically not of blasphemy. It does not contain anything to substantiate that she can possibly offer an insult because, first of all, she is a dependent laborer working for Muslims. And second, she is not literate that she would know exactly what to say or what not to say, even in order to offer any insult. So she's not very much familiar with the Arabic expressions or whatever. Third, the incident shows that she only offered a glass of water to a Muslim woman, which was disliked, as she is a Christian and a Muslim cannot take anything eatable. So that is social discrimination based on religion, which ultimately turns into a kind of argument. But argument is not derogatory. It is not derogatory to profit or something. It is about attitude of that person. So therefore, there is nothing to substantiate the allegations per se. On the other hand, civil society in Pakistan is very active on that. We've had a number of appeals going on, signature campaigns to make the authorities, President and Prime Minister, Parliament, aware of people's sentiment that this injustice is not acceptable to people of Pakistan. The women organizations, especially the organizations working for religious minorities, with religious minorities, have initiated several campaigns. And even the parliamentarians, conscientious parliamentarians, they have offered to bring a private member's bill next week, probably, in the parliament to stop injustice that is continuing the blasphemy laws. I think there is a strong case that exists for basically repeal of law. But civil society is prepared to accept anything that will work, any solution that will change the situation in favor of the innocent people who are accused of blasphemy.